This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Traffic, it must have been packed. Traffic was an animal yesterday. Now, I know there were people leaving the baseball game and there were people going to AC/DC and there was bad weather, but my God almighty.
Just even, you wouldn't think like my Instagram algorithm, all the people that I follow, but it seemed like 150 people I knew were at that concert yesterday.
I had a person I know, a public figure, but I'm not going to tell you who they are, even though they're a public figure and I could, but I'm not.
Guess.
You can go ahead and guess. Bet you'd never get it. He was at the concert with, I think, his future brother-in-law. And he wrote, "Ken, the dome needs to be built. These bugs are so bad. The midges are still around."
Okay, I thought.
And now the brood cicadas are going to be coming.
Well, then, yeah, the mayflies, it's just going to be. We're talking end times.
Here comes Gangrel.
So the midges, I will say yesterday, they were noticeably better at my place than they've been in a week and a half.
Oh, okay.
So the end of their lifespan is close. But the people, you're right, I saw the complaints about the concert last night. And so we already talked about building the dome to save us from all the November, December type of bad football weather, or good football weather if you like that kind of thing, but not for the fans. Now we got to worry about protecting the fans from the midges.
Well, yeah.
I mean, this has been 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks of nonsense.
Well, you got to.
Should they have scheduled this concert
outside of the midges?
They got to know midge season. Well, pick up a farmer's almanac.
They didn't know.
There's a whole midge chapter in there.
But if I'm pointing out, poor Brian Johnson, he's up there, he's trying to sing, and then all of a sudden he got midges flying in his mouth.
How many did he swallow last night? How many midges do you think he swallowed last night?
More than I'm sure he wanted to.
Just cutting the grass earlier in the week, I had to have gotten eight. Eight right down the pipes.
You're eating eight? Well, that'll spoil your dinner.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
I took about 35 to Hudson with me on Saturday and pushed them out of the car.
Let them out of your car.
I mean, that's originally how COVID spread, me coming back from Florida. This is how you took it out of those lakeside communities.
Well, we went up to, when we had the baseball game on Tuesday, we went up to Menor and Axel's like, "What are all these bugs?" I go, "Oh, yeah," because I come up to Cleveland every day. I go, "Axel, these are midges."
We hosted a team from Revere last night. It was game seven of the ALCS all over again.
Mitch's mayhem all over the place.
Okay, so we're ready to jump into this. This is fun, but now I got to be, I don't know, I guess I got to make everybody mad again. Here's Kevin Stefanski reminding everybody that these are voluntary workouts because there was somebody missing from OTAs yesterday, and no, I'm not talking about Deontay Johnson.
It's really important to remember that this is a voluntary program, and anybody who's here, we're excited about that. We're not reporting who's here on what day. There are guys that will be in and out of the program, and that is totally their prerogative, but the guys that are here will just continue to work.
And then Kev was pressed further because Miles is in Tokyo, Japan on a jaunt, on a vacation, and Kevin Stefanski again emphasized voluntary.
Miles Garrett is in Japan right now. Does that upset you in any way?
No, this is a voluntary program.
I don't know if whoever asked the question didn't hear the first answer, but either way, Kevin Stefanski putting it out there again that it's a voluntary thing. So here's where I'm at. I had a lot of people reach out yesterday. I know at the end of the show, we kind of brought this up a little bit. I knew it was going to be a big deal today, and here we are. A leopard doesn't change his spots, guys. It doesn't change his spots. He's flirted with the idea of leadership in the past. He's not a leader. He never has been, and clearly he never will be. You pay him, the Browns pay him money for sacks. If they expect him to be a leader, then I'm sorry, they're sadly mistaken. If you then expected him to be a leader, I'm sorry. I really feel bad for you because you're the fan and you have no power over the issue. You were sadly mistaken. I'm sorry. This is part of what the problem has been for how many years? They look in the wrong place for leadership. There's guys who can lead from those positions. And there's guys who flirt with the idea of leadership. He is a guy who has been flirtatious with it before. I think he's tried to say the right things here and there. Clearly, this is a man who doesn't want to be a leader. So how can I find myself that mad? Why would I be mad? They gave him the money. Did they think that he was really going to all of a sudden be Mr. Leadership? Did they think he was going to be Mr. Ray Lewis in the locker room all of a sudden?
Okay, here's what here's what I think did happen when we went through the spectacle of him going on national television, doing all the radio shows, and telling everybody that he thought the Browns were not going to be a place for him for various reasons. Notably, they're not going to be good anytime soon, was the thought. Well, that obviously bummed a bunch of fans, even the ones that agreed with him on a lot of that. It stinks to have somebody like that seem like an untenable situation.
Yeah.
But then what happened? Hey, Myles Garrett signed a brand new contract, and he's up there saying, well, the Browns sold me on this.
With his dinosaurs.
Yes.
He had his dinosaur figurines.
Right. Already. I'd forgotten about that already.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And then Jimmy Haslam at the owners' meetings are like, yeah, the expectation is now that we're going to get more of that pronounced leadership out of Miles, and he's going to be a central part of this organization. We've been communicating with him, reasons that we think we're going to be really good really soon. And then it already seems like all of that was a lie when the first chance he got to kind of demonstrate and flex his leadership muscles, he's just literally as far away as humanly possible.
I can't say it was a lie. Maybe they thought he was going to do it, which again, I say that's their fault. They didn't. It's been 8 years. He's been is this year nine for Miles? Year nine, I think, for Myles Garrett. He hasn't been to OTAs in how many years? I don't expect leadership out of Myles Garrett. I've never expected. There might have been a time where I thought he might become a leader because he's a number one overall choice, but he's not a leader. He's not a leader, and I don't expect that from him. If this team is going to be in a position where they're all in, it's going to come from other positions. I don't think that makes him a jerk. I just don't think that makes him a leader. There are plenty of guys. If he's got a C on his chest, it's just because he leads the team in sacks. It's just because he's their best defensive player that they've had in the history of the franchise. But when it comes to leadership, no. And I don't expect that from him. So
now, here's the question.
I'm shrugging my shoulders at everybody going, why are you getting so mad? You really expected him to become a leader?
I'm in agreement with you on that. Did the Browns expect him to change all of a sudden?
Then they were sadly mistaken. Again, you don't, if people thought this was going to be some sort of a punishment and a come to Jesus moment with Myles Garrett, give him $123 million guaranteed was going to be that?
Yeah.
No.
I'm in agreement because at no point did I think he was all of a sudden going to be a different guy, right? I'm with you.
I'm glad you feel that way because I didn't know how you were going to take it this morning.
But I do know that there have been fans have been taken on this Myles Garrett roller coaster. That I think what made them feel better, what gave them the warm and fuzzies, was that all of a sudden it was kumbaya at the end of the year, and this was going to be a tool to make the Browns better, not only in keeping him, but that he was going to give you the best of both worlds. He was going to give you the on-the-field stuff, and he was going to give you the off-the-field stuff.
Well, I'm sorry. Then again, I apologize for everybody who was taken for that type of a ride, because that's not a ride that I ever portrayed that they were doing with Myles Garrett. I'm not going to accuse him of being a leader for the future and for the now. That's going to have to come from other positions. And that's why this quarterback position is so wide open. And that is why I don't think that they will get to a playoff position this year. That's part of the reason why, and I heard Zach Jackson say it, I don't think that they're a bottom caliber team, but it's certainly within the realm of possibilities if they have a couple of injuries, because it's very easy for fans to give up on a team like this, and it's very easy for players to give up on a team like this, because if you have your highest paid, most impactful player, who does? He goes on vacation, and he has his own time, and he lets his play do the speaking for itself. Well, it's easy to do that when things go away. So if you felt that way, then you have been taken for a ride that you really should have known better in the first place. That's all there is to it. Because I never once, you pay him, the Browns pay him for the sacks. If he goes out there and he has 6 sacks this year, you want to rip him up and down, fine. Rip him up and down. Because that's where it is. Like, there's guys, they are such good. Jose Ramirez. Let's use Jose Ramirez for an example here. He's got a 21-game hit streak. He's fantastic, right? At some point, Father Time will catch up with Jose Ramirez. And we will not be very strong in commentary about Jose Ramirez's performance. You know why? Because there's bona fide 100% strong leadership. If you know Jose Ramirez for anything, you know that he has strong leadership and he backs up what he says, and he says very little to us, but I know that he has a very strong, strong opinion of everything that goes on within that clubhouse. And you give him leeway because he's meant so much to the franchise. Once Myles Garrett starts turning in 6 sacks and doesn't have the motor that he had before, doesn't have the type of superhuman strength that he has before, it's open season. When you are a great leader and a great player, it gives you a little bit more leeway. So, yeah, if he goes out there and he sucks up the room at some point coming up, then, yeah, guys, it is what it is. But if he continues to turn in 14 to 18 sacks a season, then there's very little I can say about the guy because it's a performance-based product that he gives you. And very few people can offer anything that Myles Garrett offers for your defense. So Myles Garrett, if he wants to go to Tokyo, fine, go to Tokyo. He wants to go, if he wants to go to Istanbul, if he wants to go to Iqaluit, if he wants to go from Timbuktu to Portland, Maine, go right on ahead and do it, as long as you turn in all those sacks. Because he has never shown me that he is going to be a leader, and I'm fine with that. They didn't pay him for leadership. They paid him for the sacks. And if we thought anything different, then I guess it's woe on us. 216-47.
I just hope it's not woe on the Browns. That's all. I hope that they didn't truly think that he was going to become some transformational figure.
Well,
in that regard.
Are you mad about it? 216-474-0092. Should he be at OTAs? Can Miles still be a leader? I don't think so, but I've never really expected it from him in the first place, at least after the first year or two in the NFL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.